Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from The Voice of America. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
Today on the program, you will hear stories from Ana Mateo and Brian Lynn. Later, Ashley Thompson and Katie Weaver bring us the second part in a three-part series on women in the genre of music called hip-hop. But first, this report.
Speeches have long been an important tradition at college and university graduation ceremonies in the United States. Every spring, schools honor students who have successfully completed their study programs. As part of the ceremonies, the schools often invite well-known and well-respected people to speak about their own life experiences and offer advice to the new graduates. Leaders in the arts, business, and politics are among those who are asked to speak. What they say sometimes gains national attention. Their speeches often examine the problems and issues the world is facing. This spring's graduation speakers were no different. Former U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke at the graduation ceremony for the Virginia Military Institute in Lexington City, Virginia. He asked graduates to be thankful for all the people who helped them get to this point, including parents and teachers. He also discussed how technology helps today's college students do much more than when he was in college.
Comparing today's graduates to those of years past, and reminding graduates to be thankful are commonly heard subjects in commencement speeches. Yet Tillerson's speech also included comments on how important truth is to democracy. Tillerson said, "It is only by a fierce defense of the truth and a common set of facts that we create the conditions for a democratic, free society." He continued, "If our leaders seek to conceal the truth, or we as people become accepting of alternative realities that are no longer grounded in facts, then we as American citizens are on a pathway to relinquishing our freedom." Some news reports took those comments as a criticism of President Donald Trump. Tillerson did not mention the president by name, but phrases like alternative facts and fake news are terms that Trump and his representatives sometimes use when news organizations are critical of him.
Trump dismissed Tillerson from his position as Secretary of State in March. In a graduation speech in Los Angeles at the University of Southern California, television star Oprah Winfrey also discussed problems caused by the spread of misinformation. She spoke during the ceremony of the school's Annenberg School for Communication. She called truth our saving grace. "Not only are you here, USC Annenberg, to tell it, write it, to proclaim it, to speak it, but to be it. Be the truth," she said. Winfrey also made note of other pressing issues in America, including gun violence, climate change, and economic and racial inequality. "You can't go anywhere. You can't stand in line at Starbucks. You can't go to a party. You can't go anywhere without everyone talking about how bad things are, she said.
Chadwick Boseman, star of the hugely successful Black Panther movie, made similar comments in his speech at Howard University in Washington, D.C. Howard University is one of the top historically Black colleges and universities, or HBCUs, in the country. Boseman attended Howard University himself. The school has recently had its own problems. It faced a scandal and student demonstrations after school officials were caught misusing money meant for student aid earlier this year. Boseman spoke about the scandal and the deeper problems facing students, especially as African Americans. Many of you will leave Howard and enter systems and institutions that have a history of discrimination and marginalization, he said. But both Boseman and Winfrey also offered hope. Boseman suggested that the problems they will have to face will only make them better people in the end. I don't know what your future is, Boseman said. But if you're willing to take the harder way, the one with more failures at first than successes, then you will not regret it. Remember, the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
Winfrey offered clear advice for the USC graduates. She noted the power they can have simply by voting. If they feel their leaders are not doing what they want them to, they should vote those leaders out of office, she told them. Winfrey also argued that for almost any problem, young people could find a solution. All they need to do is act. Pick a problem, any problem, and do something about it, she said. Because to somebody who's hurting, something is everything. Christine Lagarde is managing director of the International Monetary Fund. She gave the graduation speech at Claremont McKenna College in Claremont, California. She asked graduates to look into their future to consider what effects their next choices and actions may have. Lagarde also asked the graduates to think about how different the world is now compared to 10 years ago, and how different it may be in 10 more years. And she asked them how they planned on making sure the world goes in the direction they want it to.
What kind of country, what kind of world will you help build? She asked. What values will you respect? What will drive your life and the lives of others? 10 years from now, when the class of 2028 stands here and prepares to graduate, what will you have done to help them? However, not all the graduation speeches of 2018 had such a serious tone. Many speakers aim to use humor to build a connection with the graduates and make the ceremonies more enjoyable. Actor and director Michael Keaton did just that in the final part of his speech at the school he attended, Kent State University in Kent, Ohio. I've got two words that I want you all to remember. I'm Batman, he said. Keaton played the popular character in two Hollywood films. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.
Now, the VOA Learning English Program, Words and Their Stories. On this show, we talk about expressions that Americans use in everyday speech. Today, we shine the spotlight on terms that demand our attention. Andy Warhol was an American artist. He was in the limelight of the pop art movement in the 1960s and 1970s. Warhol once said that everybody will be famous for 15 minutes. And he said this long before the arrival of social media and YouTube. Today, you can do anything to become famous. Just look at the Kardashian family. Reality television made the Kardashians famous for just being themselves. It helps that nearly every member of the family seems to like being in front of the camera. They enjoy being in the spotlight. And they have been in the limelight for a lot longer than 15 minutes. They have become household names. This term means exactly as it sounds, names that are well known in many households. In other words, they are very famous. But enough of the Kardashians. Let's go back to those terms. Both limelight and spotlight come from the world of theater. Spotlight is easy to understand. Spotlights are the bright lights used in a theatrical production. They shine light on the most important action in a play. It is where people should be looking. For the history of limelight, we turn to the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary. Its explanation is more interesting. A limelight is a lighting instrument. It was used in theaters to light the front of the stage. The light came from a fire. The fire was directed at a box filled with the mineral lime. Then a lens, a piece of glass, would concentrate the brightness, making the light more intense. Merriam-Webster notes that Thomas Drummond, an engineer, invented limelight in 1816. He wanted to make boating safer by lighting dark coastlines. But limelight was too dangerous to be used in lighthouses. In fact, it is a wonder that more of those early theaters equipped with limelight did not burn to the ground. When used as a noun, limelight and spotlight are interchangeable. One word can be used in place of the other. However, spotlight is probably the more common term. The big difference is that English speakers use spotlight as both a noun and a verb. Limelight is only used as a noun. So you could not use limelight in these examples.
The teacher spotlighted a period of ancient history to his students. While the owner of the company is in town, it is important to spotlight any problem that requires her attention.
Now, spotlight and limelight may have both come from the theater, but we use them everywhere.
The basketball player stole the limelight from her teammates with her amazing three-point shots. A wealthy businessman did not want to be in the spotlight of the project and chose to remain in the background.
Situations, issues, and problems can all be spotlighted or can all be in the limelight. Here are two examples.
The real estate agent made sure to spotlight the fact that the house was located in a safe neighborhood with highly rated schools. On the campaign trail, the politician's personal scandals were very much in the limelight.
To be in the limelight, or the spotlight, means that you are the object of public attention. As the expression goes, all eyes are on you. You have taken center stage. This is also a theater term. In the theater, the center of the stage is usually a place everyone can see. The actor taking center stage is easy to recognize. However, that does not mean that the actor taking center stage can't be upstaged by another actor. Upstaged means to direct attention away from something. People can be upstaged. For example, when two people are married, the bride is supposed to be in the limelight. She often wears a beautiful white gown. It would be in very poor taste to upstage the bride by wearing something white and even more eye-catching. No one is supposed to upstage the bride. An issue can also upstage another. For example, let's say the main issue of the parent-teacher meeting was supposed to be raising money for the school. But that issue was upstaged by the discovery that the principal was fired. All the parents wanted to know more about the scandal. So just remember, anything that has been upstaged is no longer center stage. It's no longer in the limelight or spotlight. And that's words and their stories for this week. I'm Ana Mateo.
The most successful female climber of Mount Everest broke another record in reaching the top of the mountain a ninth time. The climber is Lhakpa Sherpa. She is a 44-year-old single mother who lives in the United States with her three children. She was born in Nepal and has been climbing for many years. Sherpa was guiding about 50 people up the mountain when she completed her latest climb on May 16th. This broke her own record for the most climbs of Mount Everest by a woman. Her first successful attempt came in 2000, and she completed her eighth climb last spring. She told the Associated Press the ninth climb was her hardest one yet. She said severe wind and snow forced the group to wait a few days before making their final climb to the top. One member of the group was Sherpa's brother, Mingma, who operates a mountaineering company in Nepal. Only two of our clients did not make it, but most of them made it to the top and were happy, Sherpa reported. Lhakpa Sherpa says she hopes her climbs will inspire women everywhere to keep reaching for their own dreams. If an uneducated woman who is a single mother can climb Everest nine times, any woman can achieve their dreams. Sherpa never got the chance to get a full education. She began working at a young age in jobs providing assistance and carrying supplies for Everest climbers. She now works as a dishwasher at a Whole Foods market in West Hartford, Connecticut. In an interview last month with ESPNW, Sherpa said she never does much preparation for her Everest climbs. My training is here, washing dishes, taking out garbage. I want a hard job, she said. She told the publication that many climbers see Everest not just as a physical test, but also as a spiritual experience. "We believe Everest is a god," she said, "the earth and the mother. Mount Everest and I have a connection. I feel it talking when snow blows on top of the mountain." Sherpa told the Associated Press she still feels healthy and fit enough to keep mountaineering for years to come. "People who are 70 years old are still climbing Everest. I am nowhere there," she said. She plans to climb the mountain again next year. Nepalese mountaineer Kami Rita holds the record for most completed Everest climbs. The 48-year-old has reached the top of the mountain 22 times. I'm Brian Lynn.
In the last few decades, hip-hop has become a multi-billion dollar industry. It was a woman, Sylvia Robinson, who produced the first commercially successful rap track. However, rap remains an unquestionably male-dominated industry. Female rappers usually enjoy less success than males. A new wave of female MCs, however, is rising. And music streaming services like SoundCloud are making it easier for young female MCs to build a name for themselves. Meet Don Monique, a 23-year-old rising artist from New York. She made waves of her own with her 2015 breakout track, Pilates, Kendall Kylie Miley. The song has been played at high-profile events, such as Alexander Wang's Fall and Winter Fashion Show in February 2016. The song also was heard in Kylie Jenner's Snapchat story. Jenner is the seventh most followed Instagram user in the world.
Got Kendall, got Kylie, got Miley. Got Kendall, got Kylie, got Miley. I can make the work stretch. I can make the work stretch.
Don Monique describes her style as Thirst Trap. That is also the name of her first EP. She said, "I feel like when you hear one song, you're thirsty to hear more and more, and all of a sudden, you're just trapped in the world of Don."
Don Monique names artists like Cardi B, Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim, Lil Wayne, and Old Eminem as her musical influences. But she also says every female rapper that's out and rapping inspires her. Don Monique first became serious about her music career after releasing her first song, We Don't, on SoundCloud. She says the song was released on her 20th birthday. Pilates, Kendall Kylie Miley, was the second song Don Monique released. She published the video for the song a year later. Then, she says, she got a Noisy premiere. Noisy is a music brand that documents music around the world. Don Monique says, "From there, it just went everywhere. I definitely wasn't expecting that at all."
In the music video for her 2015 song, Drown, Don Monique raps over a soft beat. The video has more than 300,000 views on YouTube and over 200,000 listens on SoundCloud. It was also included on the soundtrack for the HBO television series Insecure, which often features female artists. In one part of the video, Don Monique is shown lying in a bedroom with a cigarette in her hand. In another part, her long hair braids hang down as she bends in front of a neon-lit store. She looks fiercely into the camera while rapping, "Used to never check for me, now they pose for pics. Now I'm getting everything I'm supposed to get." Don Monique's music has a distinct New York sound, she says. It also represents the hustle of being self-made.
I feel like I bring that New York feel, definitely, because it doesn't matter what type of beat that I'm rapping on, you could always, always tell, like, that girl's from New York.
When Don Monique was first starting out, she faced some difficulties.
It was hard because I always wanted to do rap and stuff like that, but my mother, she wasn't having it. So I kind of had to wait until I was old enough to really get out the house and do my own thing for real.
For several months, Don Monique questioned whether a path in music was what she really wanted. She had gone to school to study fashion marketing. She also had started her own business. But, she says of her career in music, slowly but surely it all came together. Don Monique says the New York rap scene is offering more opportunities for women, but it still has a long way to go. She also notes the differences among female rappers. All of us are different in our own ways. We all have our different style of rap, our different looks, she said. The inspiration for some of Don Monique's songs comes from her lived experiences. She says that there are still many stories she has not had the chance to cover. And, she says, the experiences of female MCs deserve more attention. "I feel like it's something that needs to be talked about. I feel like women in hip-hop, they don't get treated the same," Don Monique said. She also sees a strong need for a female perspective in rap.
Right now, I feel like all these rappers is talking about the same thing. And girls need something that can ride to, you know, with their friends when they're on their way to the party. That we need something that we could listen to when, you know, we break up with our boyfriends or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I feel like that's what I'm really here to do, just put that female perspective on things.
While she admits that female MCs face barriers, Don Monique believes female rappers can dominate the industry in the future. "Slowly but surely, we're taking over," she said. "And we just have to keep on pushing through." I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Katie Weaver.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.